talking about Elijah. I want to read a little bit about Elisha. And one of his servants here over in 2 Kings. It's a familiar scripture, no doubt. But got this. I had this, and maybe more read a little bit over in Psalms. But here in 2 Kings in the 6th chapter, I want to read this first. I think I'll start there in the 8th verse, and we'll read down for just a little bit in this. But it said, "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place. For thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And I'll stop there. I feel this is as far as the Lord want me to go in that right there. But I thought on this scripture just a little bit, and how that at this point in their lives, the fear that came over them there. There was a time there when this king of Syria, he was angry at Elisha. He thought there's somebody in his own camp that was a traitor. And they told him, said, No, it's not of us. He said, This man Elisha, he said, he knows the words you're speaking in your bedchamber. He's hearing from God. That's the one that you're fighting against. But yet that enemy, these armies of Syria, they went out and they compassed about the children of Israel. And you think about the time and the day and the hour where we live, and that's what I got to thinking on this evening. And you think about each one of us individually as the children of God. There's the enemy that wants to destroy you. And the way a lot of times of destroying people, you don't even have to fire a shot. You don't have to do a thing sometimes. All you got to do is get them scared. You take what Jay mentioned there about Elijah. He got to a place in his life where he was fearful of what Jezebel was threatening him with, and he run. And you know, he quietened down there. He just went. He got scared. He wanted to die, and and we'll read over there in the 61st chapter of Psalms here just in a minute. where David wrote about being overwhelmed. And that's what I got to thinking about this evening, Judy, is being overwhelmed. And being overwhelmed is if you want to look that up, that's just being weighted down with a heaviness, and you're covered to where you just don't seem like you can get out and under it. And what does the devil do, and what does this world do? It comes at us full force, just like these Syrians did Israel right here. While they brought Judy, they brought all of their horses, their chariots, their greatest armies, and the next thing you know, the people of Israel woke up, they looked out upon them, and there was all these armies surrounding them. And there again, church, I want us to understand why we need some good established elders in our churches. Some good established children of God that's been through a few battles. This was a young servant that was under Elisha right here. And the first thing he wanted to do, Trevor, he looked out there and he seen all these armies. And the first thing, he said, what shall we do? He said, how shall we do? Lord, Elisha, do you not see these armies all around us? This young man got overwhelmed, Mark. He couldn't see no way out. He was pressed under the weight of that moment right there, CD. And in his heart, he says, what do we do? And if he had to have been a good man of God like Elisha in his life, they could have fled. They could have run right out into the hands of the enemy body and been destroyed right there that day. But there was a good man of God by the name Savannah of Elisha that stood his ground, and he said, son, don't worry. And Tony, I believe there's some good people of God right here in this church that's been praying, that has already been mentioned for our young people, Judy. Lord, just open their eyes to where they can see. You read over there in Psalms, and he said, when my heart is overwhelmed, He said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. They may be a weighty stone. They may be a weighty thing that feels like it's crushing you. But I promise you, there's a rock that's bigger than what's crushing you today. And all we need to do, the devil don't want us to see, there's a way out and under the weight that's coming down on us. This young servant right here, he thought there wasn't no way out. And to the natural eye, they wasn't. But I want to tell you something about the children of God. We got a spiritual eye. And the Bible says the eye be single, and the whole body's full of light. We're going to get overwhelmed, Satan, sometimes. We're going to look around, and it's going to look like everything is crushing us. I don't know if you've ever been pressed down under something and had it weighted on you, and you don't seem to be able to get out none of you, but that's a fearful time in your life,
and it's a scary time.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
Do you know what
the church is here for? The Spirit of God that's down in the hearts of the true believers to help lead others to the rock that's higher than they are. When their hearts get overwhelmed, Danielle, we're here to do like that old servant of God, Elisha. Lord, open your eyes. Youngest, Aubrey, look past this old world. Look past the troubles that's going all around you. There's a rock that's higher.
There's one that's greater than every problem you'll ever face.
There's one that's bigger than everything that feels like it's crushing you, Isaac. There's one, hey, that don't get scared when the storms come. Why? Because he's the refuge from it. He's the one that we get in to get away from it.
A servant of God. He opened his eyes and he seen that there was more that was for him than who was against him. I promise you, church. I promise you, young Christians. I promise you, old Christians. There's more for you than against you. When your heart gets overwhelmed, just get laid to the rock. Let that spirit, if you're born again, child of God, come and down. You let that spirit just draw you into the refuge.
Listen to this. I love to read it. Yens may go to this.
I go to some of these scriptures a lot of times, Tammy.
They help me, Isaac. Over and over, I'll read them until I die, Carson.
It ain't a one and done deal that you read these scriptures and then get you help and it ain't useful no more. Every storm that comes my way and every trouble, I go right back to the same Word of God.
Amen.
And it gets me right through the next storm that comes. And it helps me along the way now.
My eyes has to get open unto the hills where God's armies are. 61st chapter, he said, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer, sweet hour of prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows.
The devil ain't going to quit coming, Thomas.
All right. Every good thing he
does. He's going to send his armies. He's going to send things against us as long as we draw a breath, boy.
Do you want to know something? Don't let him overwhelm you. There's been some things I think that we've all been probably facing in our lives that seems overwhelming. I'm here tonight as a servant of the living God to tell you, just look under the hills. Lord's going to open your eyes, Daniel.
I'm here tonight on the authority of God to help lead you to the rock that's higher than you are. Get your eyes off the world.
Get your heart set on the things that's above.
And trust God.
I don't read the 61st chapter of Psalms without reading the 62nd. Listen here. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. We sung that this morning, didn't we? I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bow and wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth and curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, wait on thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, and they all are all altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work.
Ain't you thankful for a good refuge? Ain't you thankful when you get pressed down? And
I want to read that whole definition. Listen to what overwhelmed. I wrote it down here. It says, to overspread or crush beneath something violent and weighty that encompasses the whole. In other words, that's weighted down to where everything that's there is covered up. And that's like I say, that's putting you in a place, Mark, to make it seem like there's no way out, Trevor. There's no way out. We reread this morning, and if you don't like it, I don't care. I'm going back to Joseph again, what we had in Sunday school this morning. Here's a young man that seemed like it, everything fell apart in his life. He got thrown into a situation that he didn't want to be in. He started facing things and temptations in his life that could have turned everything that God wanted to do in his life. And no doubt this young man got overwhelmed where he was at. I mean, his own brothers and family had turned against him. He tried his best to do what was right, Bobby. And even Potiphar didn't believe him and throwed him down into prison over there. Don't you reckon this young man felt like that he was getting compressed down and crushed under the things of this world, but yet he kept his heart pure unto God?
He didn't want to do one thing to dishonor his God.
When his heart got overwhelmed, he just got led to the rock, didn't he? He realized there was one that was higher than Potiphar. He realized there was one that was higher than his brothers, than his father, than his mother. He realized there was one that sat on a greater throne than Pharaoh. I believe the Lord. I tell it all the time about that vision that Joseph had. I believe he went back to that vision a lot. God showed him there was going to be something in his life that he was going to use him for. And he let him see that God was greater than anything he was ever going to face. We get into the refuge of God, our salvation. We'll be able to face any enemy that comes our way. Anything that comes up, we'll be able to get through it. I thought about while I was studying this, Mark. I remember hearing tales about, I don't remember if it was the Vietnamese or what it was over there, but they talked about some of those men I've heard talk about in the war, how they'd stand up and them armies would just keep coming at them across them fields. Said you'd mow down the front line and there'd be another wave of them right behind. They just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. They were trying their best to overwhelm their enemies by coming in such a force like that. But I'm telling you, that's the way the devil will come at you, church. I like to say, I believe it's probably happening in every one of our lives. But I'm going to tell you what, for a good while, it just seems like after one thing to get over with, here comes another. After it gets gone, here comes another. But you want to know something? I ain't worried. Hey, when my heart gets overwhelmed, I know where to go, Judy. I know where to turn. When everything seems like it's pressing down and pressing you down, I know where to go. Hey, that don't mean we ain't going to get a little distressed and a little bit dismayed every now and then. But when your heart gets overwhelmed, leave me in the rock. Hey, that's higher than I am.
These souls is worth fighting for.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I promise you this. Just like that King of Syria over there, he didn't like that God was messing his plans up. Who did he want to get a hold of? Elisha. Oh, Ahab, we preached about the other day. Who did he want to get a hold of, Jay? He wanted to get a hold of Elijah. You're the one that's troubling us. You're the one that's bringing trouble. I'm going to tell you something, Judy. You stand for God, the devil's going to try to take you out. You stand for the Lord, the devil's going to try to take you out. Remember that old servant Elisha.
young servant, he says, "How shall we do?" Well, he's lying there and he looks around. "Miss Ball, how shall we do? Miss Woody, how shall we do? Miss Roberts, how should we do?
Mr. Griffin, Mr. Teague, Mr. Anders, how should we do?" Because I'm going to tell you, you know where they're going to look to? They're going to look to some of the elders. How shall we do? There's something coming against the church.
There's something fighting against us.
It's got us surrounded.
There's been a time or two I've stood behind this pulpit scared to death. And I've seen a congregation of people looking and saying, "How shall we do?" And you want to know something? I was just as scared as every one of you and stay that way. But you want to know what God said? Just tell them and open your eyes and look under the hills. Open your eyes and just look under the hills. Lord, open their eyes. Open my eyes. Let me see the armies just one more time. Let me see the rock that's higher than I am.
What was that? The Spirit. The Spirit.
I ain't no better than Harold Cable, Charlie Freeman, Henry Rice. I ain't no better than none of them men. Ray Wood, you ain't no better. No, wait, none of us no better than others. You know what we need to be praying for today? We live in a double portion of what they got. Help us get through what we're going to face. There's a man that fell under Elisha that came from Elijah.
And there's a mantle that's been falling under you and to you and to you and to you from ones that went before us.
And you want to know something? There's something coming after us that mantle needs to fall over. And don't you think a devil ain't trying his best to compass their lives And to try to snuff them out and crush them and overwhelm them.
We've got to encourage them to open their eyes. Don't get your eyes fixed on the trouble that's going on around you. Get your eyes fixed on the armies of God that's going to get rid of it. I'll read you the definition of a refuge too. That which shelters or protects from danger, distress, or calamity.
I'll give you the short definition, Jesus.
Yeah.
You climb up in this rock. It's bigger than the weight that's been crushing you. It's bigger than that that had your life overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I am. When I'm getting crushed, I'm under something else. Yeah, none of that. There's refuge been made. He said, "When I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." We read to you about getting under the cover of His wings. I'm thankful that it don't matter how low I get you, how far, how much it feels like I'm weighted over, I can still see the cross.
I can still see Jesus.
I don't see Him hanging on the cross. I see where He hung there for my sins. I can see the tomb, Tammy. I don't see Him laying in it. But I see where He rose and conquered it. That's one hope that Buddhists ain't got, that Muslims ain't got, that all this, they ain't got that. Why? They can't have that. Because their gods are men. They're not God.
My God
overcame
What overwhelms me?
Don't fear man, which can destroy your body. Fear God, which can destroy both body and soul in hell. What have we got to fear? Nothing in this world. He said it's better to fall on this rock than for this rock to fall on you. The one thing you better be afraid of is that rock that's higher than you are. It can be your refuge or it can be your demise. It's whether you decide to climb into it and trust yourself on it. You try to fight against it, it'll crush you. When your heart gets overwhelmed, you'll die in that state. I'm thankful I serve a delivering God. It wasn't the only trial Elisha ever faced. It wasn't the only obstacle. It wasn't the only enemy he ever faced. This won't be the only time we've ever faced a trouble in this life. Keep trusting God. It won't be the only time we get through one. We'll just continue to get through our problems and not get stuck in it. Talk about Jeremiah getting stuck down in that miry pit. They lowered him down some old rags, made them arm holes and got through it, and they picked him up out of there. I pray this son today feels like they're stuck in their problems, stuck in the mire. And some of us, we need to lower something down there to them. Let them realize, it leads to the rock that's higher than they are. Get them out of where they feel stuck. There's no need for a child of God to get stuck any worse. There's a refuge, church. There's a deliverance from our times of trouble. I tell my wife all the time, sometimes I know what the answer is, but sometimes I just got to talk about what I'm going through. And I know in whom I believe, and I know whom I serve. I know that He's a delivering God. He'll get us through whatever we're facing, church. That's what God gave me tonight. Hey, preacher, that's short.
That's,
I'm going to tell you what, it don't take long to explain how good God is if we just listen. That He's our refuge and He's our strength. He'll bring us out of whatever we're facing. I thank the Lord tonight.